Okay, so my name is Tim Owen Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 8th of September, 2009, and the time's 10 past 10 in the morning.
Okay.
Can you tell me your name, your age, and where you come from?
Well, I'm Maria Pettit, I'm 39, and I'm from Northampton.
Okay. When was it you found out about the One Another Project?
Well, actually, my husband came into me one morning and he said to me, "You know, you haven't been chosen to go on the plinth." And I said, "Plinth? What do you mean?" He goes, "Oh, it's just a project from Anthony Gormley, and I've put your name down." And I was like, "Oh my gosh." But he says, "Sorry, you haven't been chosen, not yet." And he came in a few weeks later and said, "Sorry." I said, "Oh, don't worry, don't worry." Then he says, "Oh my gosh, you've been chosen." I was like, "Oh my gosh." It was like nervousness and excitement, sorry.
Yeah.
And that's how I found out, really, just from my husband, because he's on the internet all the time. Yeah.
So, how did you feel then when you realised you'd been allocated a slot? What's the emotional experience been like?
Well, being an artist, I loved it. I think that is just amazing. Very nervous, but forget the nervousness. It's just the most amazing thing that I could do. I really feel honoured. It's brilliant.
What is it you're going to be doing when you're helping?
Well, I am one of my pictures come alive, basically. So I'm the character of my latest picture, which is a fairy, and she's protecting endangered species. This picture is quite different because you have a small child from a very dull world, and there isn't much in her life, so it's kind of black and white. And she looks through these trees, there's this tiny glimmer of light, so she looks through and she sees this beautiful fairy dancing in the trees, looking after, which is, she's the guardian fairy angel, I suppose, of a cinnamon hummingbird, which is an endangered species. So I basically, from her dull world, she believes and she can see the light, so it's all sparkly in her eyes, so she comes alive. Yay. So I'm her in the picture, becoming a believer of light. And that's it, really. Well, actually, it goes further than that, because I'm also standing up there for women that have been abused, and because I have had a lot of abuse in my life with alcoholism, and it was very, very dark years that I had, and I could not escape, if you know what I mean, but there was a little twinkling of light, and I followed it. And now I live a miracle. I have a miracle, wonderful, absolutely fantastic life. And I think I'm standing up for everyone out there, women in particular, to just follow their heart, follow that little light, and there is light, and you can get out of the situation that you're in if you believe. But believe in yourself first. So, yeah.
And can you tell us a little bit more about your art practice to start with, and then maybe talk about, do you draw? Do you paint, sculpt?
Well, I draw with pen and ink, in just ordinary children's pencils, I just literally spend hours just colouring with pencils. I can't paint to save my life. I've had a go, but people say that's good, but I stick with my pencils because, again, it's when you're very small and your parents haven't got a lot of money, but you find a few pencils, you can still pick those pencils up and make these wonderful pictures. And again, that's the belief that you need to shine. I'm always drawing pencils. Yeah. Fairies is my thing. Fairies, fantasy, but butterflies as well, and flowers are beautiful. Anything to do with nature. And endangered species.
Yes, so can you tell us a little bit about the endangered species then?
Right, well, I have a picture at the moment. It's called The Last Dodo's Ball. And as you know, the dodo is no longer with us. And this is about humankind, really, because we're all literally going to go the same way. If we're not careful, if we don't look after ourselves, there's beautiful animals that people are just, they kill, they don't look after, and they're disappearing. So in this picture, we've all gathered together. This is animals, people, fairies, angels, anything that's fantasy. And we've gathered together to say, look, let's be strong. Let's stand up for endangeredness and live as one, really, and look after each other. So that's basically it. So anything that needs saving, I hope to do that somehow with my art.
And what response would you like from the Plinth today, from being part of the One
Project? For people to be aware, basically to be aware of themselves, to believe in themselves so they can help others and help the environment, really, and to make everyone smile. That's it, really. Just keep believing. Yeah, in beauty. Yay.
So who have you come down with today?
I've brought my family. They should all be here soon. My husband, my children, my father, and my friends. Yeah, we're all here. Apart from my sister, bless her. She couldn't get away from work. But she's here in spirit.
And you mentioned your children. Can you give us a little bit of insight into your family life?
Ah, gosh. My two children, I have two girls. They're musicians. Not just musicians, my eldest daughter Charlie, she's 21 and she goes to university, and she's actually studying criminology. And that is mainly because of what we went through in our past life, and that's, again, believe in yourself and don't let it happen. My youngest daughter, she is doing, music. She's a historian, she's classic politics. So they're lovely girls, lovely children, and they love our fairy life that we live as well. And then there's my husband David. Now, bless him, he's 71 today. Now, there is a story behind this today, because I actually had another date on the plinth. And I know you're not meant to change your dates or anything like that, but he was rushed into hospital really suddenly, and he had to have a heart bypass, a quadruple heart bypass. Any longer than a month, he wouldn't have been here. And he stands up for everything that we believe in. So basically, we're doing it for him. But the funny thing is, he went to Harefield Hospital, which is, of course, the heart hospital. And the anaesthetist there said to me while I was waiting for David to go into his operation, if you go along to the Heart Science building and look up on the roof, you will see a statue called Making Space, which is Anthony Gormley's very first model. So it's kind of connected that we said, please, can you make space for the hospital, for David, for us all to do this once again? Get that one more chance if we may. And so kindly you've actually done that for us, so it's a very emotional story, a happy one, but beautiful one. Yay.
So how would you describe yourself as a person?
Oh gosh, me. Wow. Everything I do is from the heart. I hope to be very kind, very happy, just a very happy-go-lucky person, really. Just, I don't like people that hurt people. That's a no. So that, I'm just happy.
And what would you say the most important things to you then at the moment in your life?
At the moment is my family, and looking after the world in my way.
So what hopes, fears, aspirations do you have for the future?
Wow. One thing for the future is saving the rainforest. If everybody could do that little tiny bit to help, then that will grow and grow, and we'll save the whole world if we can, which is impossible, but we can. The sad things is, please stop fighting. Don't let anyone keep fighting. It's just so horrible. Just one happy world is what I'd love. And the people in it, of course.
And going back to the project, how does it feel then to be one of 2,400 that get to become a part of Anthony's One Another Project?
I feel it's another miracle in my life, because 12 years ago, my goodness me, there'd be no way I could ever do this, I could ever have the chance to do this. So to me, this is a miracle. Again, it's beautiful, it's fantastic.
Can you, for the record, tell us a little bit about that former experience that you had?
Oh, gosh, right. My children's father was very abusive. He kept me and his children inside a house with alcohol. He drank, he took our money, he said the most horrible things to women and young children he should never have done. And he made us feel incredibly unworthy of anything. I didn't draw anymore. There was no need to draw, it just didn't exist. And basically, he was so cruel, and people didn't know what went on. And this must happen to loads of people, that they never know it's going on. And it was just darkness, and all I had was clouds as friends. But one day, my husband was outside, and he didn't know me, I didn't know him, and I looked at him, and for some reason he looked at me, and I thought, there's that shining light. And even if it wasn't, even if it wasn't for him, inside me, I knew I had to find it to get where I am today, and for other people to do the same. You've just got to want and find that tiny sparkle, and you will get there. So yeah.
Thank you.
That's a pleasure.
So how would you say that the emotional experience has been, from first finding out about the piece to being allocated a slot, and then obviously changing slots to be here right now?
I have had incredible amount of emotions. I really have. At first I thought, oh, am I worthy of this place? And then I thought, yes, of course you are. Of course you're worthy. You have to do this for everybody else. I felt happiness, joy, and then I felt despair, because I think, oops, I'm not gonna get it right. But all the way, it's just been so exciting. It's fantastic to hear now today. It's brilliant, and everyone's so lovely and smiley and make me feel so happy.
Great, thank you very much.
Thank you.